The next patient is Melissa Thompson. The last name is Thompson. First name Melissa. This is a clinical case of a 53-year-old white female that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B, period. This patient has a history of single kidney in the left side. The right nephrectomy was done in May 17 of 2021. The patient was the patient had a nephrectomy that was accidental, period. She has a long-standing history of Crohn's disease. He had the colectomies done at the in the late 90s and early 2000. And the patient was very symptomatic, and she decided to go for a colectomy with ileostomy that was done by Dr. Ferreira. F like in Foxtrot, E, R like in Roger, I like in Roger, E like in Echo, R like in Roger, A like in Alpha. Period. The patient was deteriorating the kidney function gradually to the point that the estimated GFR went down to 15. And for that reason, the patient was referred to the emergency room with acute kidney injury that was most likely associated to prerenal azotemia related to the ileostomy, period. The patient was in the hospital, and she was hydrated. Today comes for a follow-up, and there is a difference in the body weight of 15 pounds. She gained 15 pounds. The patient had a laboratory workup post-hospital stay that was done on December the 2nd of 2022. The serum creatinine is 1.87, the BUN is 22, the estimated GFR is 32, and there is no evidence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is 152. The albumin creatinine ratio is 8. Period. The patient was given instructions of weighing herself on daily basis. The dry weight is going to be 180 pounds. If the patient is below 180, she has to increase the fluid intake. If it is over 180, she could decrease, just maintain 180 pounds, period. Number two, the patient has a history of hepatitis C. The patient was seen by Dr. Murali, M-U-R-A-L-I, in Orlando. And the treatment for hepatitis C was finished this past week, and the viral count is negligible. Follow-up number, Crohn's disease. The patient has a permanent ileostomy. She says that the quality of her life has improved significantly because of the presence of metabolic acidosis. The patient has been given bicarbonate. For the Crohn's disease, the doctor that she follows is Dr. Navanithan, Navanethan, who is a Crohn's disease specialist. Following number, metabolic acidosis, and history of nephrolithiasis on bicarbonate. Following number, vitamin D deficiency. The patient is advised to increase the vitamin D to 4,000 units due to the vitamin D25 level of 20. The patient is going to be followed in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup and the imaging in the face-to-face 20 minutes and the documentation 7 minutes.